Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is intensely working to de-escalate tensions in the Middle East. Conflict has tragically flared over the past 10 months after the Iranian-backed terrorist group Hamas launched an attack on Israel, killing over 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and taking more than 240 hostage. Israel's ensuing military operations against Hamas in Gaza have led to the death of thousands of Palestinians, as well as to immense suffering from displacement and food shortages. In recent days, tensions have soared even higher between Israel and Iranian proxies in the region, including Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis, after the killing by Israel of a Hezbollah commander in Beirut and the death of a Hamas leader in Tehran. At a press briefing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States has been in constant contact with partners in the region and well beyond.
In those conversations, we've heard a clear consensus. No one should escalate this conflict.
Secretary Blinken said the United States has been engaged in intense diplomacy with allies and partners, communicating that message directly to Iran. We communicated that message directly to Israel.
Our commitment to Israel's security is ironclad. We will continue to defend Israel against attacks from terrorist groups or their sponsors, just as we'll continue to defend our troops. But everyone in the region should understand that further attacks only perpetuate conflict, instability, insecurity for everyone. It's urgent that everyone in the region take stock of the situation, understand the risk of miscalculation, and make decisions that will calm tensions, not exacerbate them.
The best way to do that, said Secretary of State Blinken, is for Israel and Hamas to finalize a ceasefire agreement for the conflict in Gaza, whose framework was first proposed by Israel and announced by President Joe Biden 2 months ago.
This is the decisive moment. The negotiations have reached their final stage, and we believe strongly that they should come across the finish line very, very soon.
And that, declared Secretary Blinken, besides changing everything for people in Gaza, bringing the hostages home, giving us an opportunity to build a more enduring peace for Gaza, also opens up other possibilities, other prospects, more broadly in terms of de-escalating tensions and bringing real security and stability. That's what we are focused on.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.